Franchising could transform your understanding of retail business strategies in remarkable ways. Imagine the potential of expanding your brand without bearing the full cost of growth. In this chapter, we will explore the core principles of franchising and how they can lead to tangible success. Get ready to uncover practical insights and strategies that can change the way you think about retail. We'll start with understanding business-level cooperative strategies and their main forms. Next, you'll differentiate between key alliance types and franchising by analyzing their unique characteristics. Then, evaluate the strategic role of franchising and how it adapts globally, with McDonald's as an example. After that, compare various international franchising modes and their practical applications. Finally, identify the advantages, risks, and ethical foundations essential for successful franchising practices. Let's explore franchising as a pivotal strategy in retail business. Franchising is defined as forming alliances or joint ventures, focusing on shared goals rather than rivalry. This approach allows partners to combine their strengths, pooling resources to innovate new products and services. Additionally, it enables businesses to acquire the complementary assets necessary for growth, filling gaps in knowledge and capability. Together, partners can easily navigate new markets, leveraging their combined expertise to establish a stronger presence. Understanding these aspects of franchising can transform how we approach retail strategies. Cooperative business strategies greatly enhance our ability to innovate through mutual learning. This synergy drives faster execution as organizations collaborate and share insights. Through cost sharing, partners can effectively split development and commercialization expenses, reducing financial strain. Diversification flexibility enables businesses to pivot or expand with lower risk, fostering adaptability in changing markets. A stronger position emerges, enhancing competitive stance, growth, and overall performance. Understanding corporate-level forms, such as synergistic alliances, diversifying alliances, and franchising, is essential for ongoing success and resilience. Understanding the concept of synergistic strategic alliances is crucial for modern business dynamics. These alliances can be categorized into three types. First, horizontal alliances focus on platforms, research and development, and market access, enabling partners to pool similar assets. Next, vertical alliances revolve around process know-how, demand data, and logistics, improving supply chain efficiency. Finally, intersectoral alliances bring together intellectual property and technologies across different fields. Each type fosters unique synergies that can capitalize on collective strengths for greater impact. Cooperative business strategies encompass different approaches to collaboration. The first, synergistic strategic alliances, involve partners with complementary strengths, uniting to enhance operations. Next, diversifying strategic alliances allow companies to expand into new markets or products without needing mergers or acquisitions. A prime example is the partnership between Hero Cycles and Honda Motors. Lastly, franchising is a corporate strategy where a franchisor licenses its brand and model to a franchisee who operates locally. Franchising plays a pivotal role in a business's growth strategy. It enables expansion by penetrating diverse market segments. For slow growth strategies, a strong focus on control and support is essential. Conversely, fast growth patterns emphasize rapid market capture with flexibility. Balancing fees between higher control and lower entry costs is crucial for success. Ultimately, finding the right fit ensures effective brand replication and operational efficiency. Let's explore McDonald's approach to franchising. This model effectively shares risk and encourages local adaptation, leveraging brand standards with local entrepreneurs. In the 1960s, the fast food chain capitalized on demographic shifts, catering to baby boom families, increased teen presence, and rising female labor participation. The 1970s and 80s saw McDonald's exporting the American lifestyle while franchising to local entrepreneurs who understood cultural nuances. During the 1990s and 2000s, the brand worked on image restoration with a focus on convenience and health-conscious menu options. Today, McDonald's broadens its portfolio with high-quality coffee and healthier drinks, competing closely with Starbucks while also responding to market trends in Europe and China. Understanding modes of international franchising is essential for business expansion. Direct franchising involves an international contract with individual franchisees, linking brands directly while keeping equity low. This model emphasizes technology transfer and legal governance, as seen with Skechers' expansion in India. Subsidiary or branch offices establish local legal entities, allowing enhanced control yet requiring adherence to local regulations. For example, Jubilant FoodWorks operates Domino's in Sri Lanka, showcasing operational intricacies. Lastly, area development agreements compel developers to open multiple outlets, with franchisers guiding territory and expansion, as illustrated by Laura Ashley's search for area developers in India. International franchising offers various modes, which include master franchise, joint venture, and licensing. With a master franchise agreement, a sub-franchisor gains exclusive territory, allowing for rapid expansion and local market integration. However, it does come with limited oversight and the need to share royalties. A joint venture creates a local entity that fosters strong partnerships but can complicate governance and slow decision-making. In contrast, licensing involves simple agreements that ease market entry but may risk brand consistency. Overall, these modes cater to diverse business strategies in different market environments. Franchising as a retail business strategy offers significant advantages. First, it allows for faster business expansion, with franchisers increasing their outlets using minimal capital, while owner-operators focus on local efficiency. Additionally, franchisees benefit from their association with bigger brands that are already recognized and trusted by consumers, like Pizza Hut and VLCC. Effective marketing plays a crucial role too, as franchisers build a brand at a national level while franchisees handle local promotions. This collaboration fosters a competitive advantage by merging franchisor expertise with franchisee knowledge of local markets. Finally, clear role definitions ensure responsibilities are well structured, enhancing coordination and growth. Understanding the operational enablers of franchising reveals significant advantages. First, franchisors provide comprehensive training and ongoing support, covering aspects like site selection and staff recruitment. Additionally, financial support is enhanced as banks favor established brands, leading to tailored loan options. Furthermore, franchisors create sourcing efficiency through proven supply chains, ensuring quality and boosting margins. Finally, franchising reduces risk, with pilot-tested models demonstrating failure rates below 7%, unlike independent startups. This structured framework empowers franchisees to thrive in a competitive marketplace. As we delve into the disadvantages of franchising, it's crucial to consider governance and compliance risks. First, franchisors face weak control, making it challenging to monitor semi-independent owners effectively. Next, franchises experience limited authority and lack independence, as they require strict approvals from franchisors for any changes. Additionally, the biased franchise agreement often skews in favor of the franchisor, hindering a fair resolution of conflicts. Moreover, a lack of motivation among franchisees can negatively impact outlet performance, despite the support provided by the franchisor. Finally, any deviation from established standards can harm the brand's reputation, showcasing how a single lapse can affect all franchise locations. Understanding the disadvantages of franchising involves recognizing several critical factors. First, territorial restrictions limit expansion opportunities, especially for mobile and consulting franchises, leaving them feeling confined. Next, There's a ceiling on potential and creativity, as stringent approvals hinder innovation and cross-selling efforts. Additionally, working capital issues arise for franchisors due to high initial costs of brand development, impacting profitability. Lastly, franchisees have limited say in expenses, needing to follow set guidelines for training and supplies, which can strain their financial flexibility. As we delve into the disadvantages of franchising, let's consider profitability pressure. Franchisees face the burden of paying royalties on revenue every month, even during losses, impacting their cash flow. Next, conflicting interests can arise as franchisors pursue revenue growth while franchisees focus on cost control, straining their relationship. Additionally, bias for port can create tension, as favoritism towards certain outlets may leave some franchisees feeling overlooked. Overdependence on the franchisor becomes a risk, as franchisees are often bound by strict policies, limiting their ability to operate independently. Finally, business continuity risk exists, with time-bound contracts and uncertainty surrounding renewals potentially disrupting operations. Understanding the risks associated with franchisor performance is crucial for potential franchisees. Established franchisors typically present low risks due to their proven systems, but they often come with high entry costs. New franchisors, while offering medium risks, can provide greater returns and autonomy, though they may lack robust support. On the extreme end, unethical franchisors pose significant risks, often prioritizing fee extraction over genuine support. Incompetent franchises present high risks due to their lack of sound fundamentals and adequate resources. Assessing these factors can greatly influence successful franchise partnerships. Understanding the foundation is vital for franchise success. First, you must align your brand, legal rights, roles, and economics to ensure scalable, win-win growth. Next, focus on brand ownership, ensuring your brand assets are clear and protected with consistent standards. Then define the licensing to establish IP usage rights, including territorial scope, term, and compliance. It's also essential to craft a comprehensive franchise agreement that outlines roles, obligations, support, and performance clauses. Finally, create a transparent fee structure that ties initial fees and royalties to the value provided. As we explore franchising as a retail business strategy, we begin with the first rule, contractual clarity. This means having a comprehensive agreement that thoroughly outlines all terms and conditions. Next, a proven replicable system and marks are vital, ensuring the franchise's success is recognized through unique branding and service marks. Additionally, pre-launch training and startup support is essential, as it provides the necessary guidance and assistance before the franchise officially opens. This structured approach lays the groundwork for sustainable success in franchising. Understanding the importance of an ongoing relationship is crucial. Continuous operational support ensures franchisees receive guidance after launch, facilitating business growth. Additionally, franchisees must take ownership by investing significant personal capital, aligning their goals with the franchisor's vision. Utilizing the franchisor's brand under established guidelines allows franchisees to leverage goodwill. Finally, fair consideration for rights and services is vital, as franchisees agree to fees that reflect the support they receive. This framework strengthens the connection between franchisors and franchisees. Franchise business lines can be categorized into distinct core areas. The automotive sector encompasses parts and supplies, tire dealers, rentals and leasing, and repair and maintenance services. Typical formats here include motor parts stores, tire shops, and car rental and repair centers. Meanwhile, commercial and residential services cover building and heavy construction, special trades, and waste management, with formats like general contractors and specialty trades. Lastly, quick service restaurants highlight limited service eateries, fast food, and beverage bars, represented by counter service outlets and delivery options. These categories illustrate how franchises focus their operations to meet diverse customer needs. Exploring the composition of franchise business lines reveals three primary categories. First, we have table or full-service restaurants, where patrons enjoy seated service and settle their bills after dining. Next is retail food, which includes various food and beverage outlets like supermarkets and convenience stores. Finally, the lodging sector encompasses accommodations such as hotels and motels. Each of these categories plays a vital role in the diverse landscape of franchise businesses. As we explore the composition of franchise business lines, we find four distinct categories. First, real estate includes lessors of buildings, self-storage, and property management services. Next, retail products and services cover a wide range, from furniture to healthcare and consumer goods rentals. The third category, business services, encapsulates various functions such as printing, office administration, and insurance agencies. Lastly, personal services focus on customer-oriented fields like education, healthcare, and personal transportation. Each of these lines offers unique opportunities within the franchise landscape. To summarize our discussion on franchising as a retail business strategy, we first recognized how franchising acts as a strategic alliance, facilitating rapid business expansion. We then explored different international franchising modes, including direct and master franchise agreements, which support global market entry. However, it's important to consider both the advantages and disadvantages, such as brand support versus limited control. We also highlighted the critical success factors and ethical guidelines necessary for sustainable franchising. Finally, we acknowledge that franchising is prevalent across various sectors, including food service and real estate. This understanding prepares you for applying these principles in real-world business contexts.